Ow.
How do you do the sanitation?
Oh.
I mean, who's, you know, like toilet seats at O'Hare, you can push the button, a little plastic thing goes around. How do you do that in these pods? We'll touch on it next. Stand by. It's Diane. I'm Stevie J. It's 8 o'clock.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
President Trump just landed in England. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. It's his first time there as president, landing just a few minutes ago after leaving the NATO summit in Belgium.
The United States commitment to NATO is very strong, remains very strong.
He seems a lot happier now than he was just a few hours ago. Fox's Simon Owen is live in Belgium.
Chris, having berated NATO allies at a summit here for not spending enough on defense, President Trump claiming victory.
They have substantially upped their commitment, yeah. And now we're very happy and have a very, very powerful, very, very strong NATO, much stronger than it was 2 days ago.
And he reaffirmed U.S. commitment to the alliance, saying, I believe in NATO. But his claim that countries are upping their commitments is coming in for scrutiny here. The French president saying member states merely reaffirmed spending pledges they made 4 years ago. Chris.
Simon Owen in Brussels, Belgium. Thanks. An FBI agent who sent insulting text messages about the president before his election testifies on Capitol Hill. That hearing starts in about an hour.
Watch for Republicans on the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees to grill Peter Strzok about his involvement in the Russia probe and about a series of anti-Trump text messages he exchanged with his former colleague and lover, Lisa Page. Page was supposed to go behind closed doors with the committees yesterday, but her lawyer said she would not be there because the FBI had not given them the documents she needed to prepare. Democrats say the probe into Strzok and Page is an attempt to discredit the Justice Department and Special Counsel Robert Mueller. In Washington, Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Stormy Daniels is out on bail in Columbus, Ohio, arrested on a state law against patrons touching strippers during their performances. She's suing President Trump, and her lawyer says the arrest was a politically motivated setup. Cheers in Croatia, tears in England as Croatia wins 2-1 at the World Cup to advance to Sunday's final against France. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Summer sales event. And now, while selection is best, it's the best time to buy. With amazing offers across a full lineup of Ford vehicles, now is the time to make summer go right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. Stop by a local Ford store or shop online at buyfordnow.com, because there is no better time than right now to get behind the wheel of a new Ford during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Right now, get 0% APR financing for 72 months plus $1,000 Ford credit bonus cash on a great lineup of Ford SUVs. Best-selling claim based on 2017 calendar year sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Not available on Expedition. For all offers, take new retail delivery from authorized Ford dealer stock by 7/31/18. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for qualifications and details.
Female sailors now have more hairstyle options.
The Navy will now allow service women to wear longer hairstyles, reversing a policy that didn't allow it. Yeoman First Class Latoya Jones.
Black hairstyles will be authorized. Hair bun width will be authorized to be equal to the width of the back of the head. Ponytails will be authorized in all service, working, and PT uniforms, subject to limitations where operational hazards present safety concerns.
Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says it makes the Navy more inclusive. Many African-American women had asked for the changes. Lisa LaSera, Fox News.
As of now, sheriffs in Alabama who spend under budget on jail food can pocket the difference. The state's governor wants that to stop.
Governor Kay Ivey says county sheriffs should not be allowed to take leftover money from jail food programs, a practice that's been going on for some time at some jails. The governor ordering the state comptroller to discontinue a $4,000 a year food service allowance to sheriff bank accounts and wants state legislators to refine current law to stop the pocketing of those extra funds. Supporters say it's a good move, but say it will not end unless lawmakers act. Ivey says public funds should be used for public purposes.
Fox's Ken Duffy. More of us are trying to drop a few pounds, according to a new study by the Centers for Disease Control.
The CDC's National Health and Nutrition Survey says between 2013 and 2016, almost half of the adults in the U.S. tried to lose weight. It says a higher number of younger and middle-aged adults tried weight loss compared with older adults over 60. Women also outnumbered men, both overall and in each age group. The survey found that the most common path to dropping the pounds was good old sweat. About 62% reported exercising, with the same number for those who tried to eat less. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Consumer prices last month rose at the fastest pace in more than 6 years. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News Radio.
Our local news brought to you by country financial agent Jessie DeHaan. She's at 1200 West Bloomington Road in Champaign, working for you and the community. Call Jessie DeHaan for all your insurance needs. 352-3466.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A University of Illinois professor is suing the university for gender-based wage discrimination. WCIA says Dina McDonough filed the federal lawsuit saying she is paid less because she is a woman. She says that pay gap has been ongoing since 2014. She is an industrial design professor and the only female tenured faculty member in the history of the industrial design program. She says she makes up to $56,000 less than the male professors in the program. Champaign police are investigating an armed robbery at the Walgreens pharmacy at 1713 West Springfield Avenue. Police want to find the suspect who went into that location at about 2 o'clock in the morning yesterday, armed with a gun, and told an employee to empty the front cash registers and took an undetermined amount of money. The suspect took off on foot. He is described as a black male, about 5'9", weighing 170 pounds. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Most people understand the need for life insurance, but not many want to talk about why it's essential to your financial plan. It may seem intimidating, but it doesn't have to be. Don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Follow Jessie DeHaan on Facebook. Call her today at 352-3466. She can work with you to find the life insurance that gives you protection you need at the price you can afford. Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company and Country Investors Life Assurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Real pretty morning, Stevie. We've got sunshine and a high 88 in the forecast. 64 our low tonight with clear conditions. Friday's high at 91, down to 67. Saturday, 92, down to 72 with a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. And then Sunday, we've got a 40% chance of rain. Right now, we're at 71 on ESPN 93.5.
President Trump and Melania have just arrived in the UK. They just came down the stairs of Air Force One. How, I wonder, and not very many people you can ask about this, but how comfortable can you get on Air Force One?
Right.
I mean, for the president.
Can you lay down?
Well, you got, they got
president
a,
can.
The other people have nice big seats, but they're not beds. President has, obviously, a bedroom, but you still have a little turbulence, I would think. Anyway, can you just, is it like a normal, is like a, it's like a Winnebago, where you have a bed in the back and you can sleep while somebody drives. That's the closest I'm going to get. Winnebago. Is it like that? Can you arrive really fresh? But quite the pomp and circumstance as he arrives here in London ahead of his Monday meeting with Vladimir Putin, which, again, has the world's attention. And we will figure it all out. So the president has arrived. It is quite the ceremony here in London as he has descended from the stairs. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
Your husband.
It's, John Decker. Something's changed completely on my thing, so. We have no theme for today, but we'll survive. Mr. John Decker, live at the White House. How are you, my friend?
No theme. What is going on? Come on, Stevie. Come on. I live for that every week.
Operational failure.
Wait
a minute.
Okay.
Yeah,
you're on the quick page, pal.
No, it's everything. You know how when you come to work and somebody messes with your drawers?
Mm-hmm.
It just all. Hold on. John Decker. John Decker. John Decker. I want to talk to John Decker. He is the one we know. I want to talk to John Decker. The White House in press room. Ladies and gentlemen, here There he is.
All is right with the world.
Oh, boy.
There you go. All is right with the world. That's right. That's exactly right. Thank you for having me on the show today, Stevie. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. We're buzzing here on the campus of the University of Illinois because Kevin Anderson, a former Illini, beat Roger Federer at Wimbledon.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big deal for us, and happy for Kevin. Hard to beat Roger Federer.
Yeah, unbelievable. You know, Roger Federer won the first two sets. You have to win three, of course, in a Grand Slam major. And he was a point away from sweeping Kevin Anderson in three straight sets.
Mm.
And you know what? Kevin Anderson beat him. He beat him in
five sets. Amazing.
Unbelievable match.
Yeah.
You know, even the great ones like Roger Federer lose sometimes. And Kevin Anderson's a terrific person. You know, I saw him just about... Kevin Anderson, I saw him about a month and a half ago. He was staying at the same hotel as me in Madrid. We chatted for a little bit. Really pleasant guy. He did not win the Madrid tournament, but I know he must think the world of where he went to college at the University of Illinois.
Yeah, tall drink of water,
right?
That guy. He's big.
That's right.
He's halfway to the net. That 6'8".
That's true. You know, here's something funny. When I was at breakfast and we were chatting, also at breakfast in Madrid was John Isner, the other tall player on the tour.
That's funny.
6'10". So yeah, two tall folks out on the tour. You'd think they'd be playing basketball, but they're so talented in tennis.
John Decker live at the White House. I know Brett Kavanaugh's been making rounds. By the way, after he was nominated, he was at the homeless shelter feeding people, and I don't think that was a photo op. This guy seems to be a pretty genuine human being.
Very genuine, absolutely. You know, I think that that's one of the things that has always struck me about the folks that play professional tennis. You get a chance to know them, and that's the real deal when you see that kind of commitment to something that, you know, they don't have to do, but they make time for, which is a really nice thing.
All right, well, Brett Kavanaugh get through, John.
Brett Kavanaugh, I believe, will take his place on the U.S. Supreme Court. I say that months ahead of a confirmation hearing that he'll have, and... you know, at the end of the day, I think that three Democrats who supported Justice Gorsuch will be under a lot of pressure to also support Judge Kavanaugh. And I think that the Republicans will hold together. Lisa Murkowski will vote for Judge Kavanaugh. Susan Collins will vote for Judge Kavanaugh. And as a result, you may not even need any Democrats, but I think we'll get some Democrats once the vote hits the Senate floor.
What about Rand Paul?
Rand Paul also will be one of those individuals. He's said, let's let the process play itself out. It makes sense to say that, I believe, you know, if you're a U.S. senator. But at the end of the day, he'll be on board. I mean, think about it. Has he ever, he makes a lot of noise, right?
Yeah.
But has he ever taken a position on the floor in a vote against President Trump? The answer is no.
Okay.
And certainly not on something as big as his Supreme Court pick. So I think he'll be in the yes column also once that vote hits the Senate floor. He's not on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Rand Paul, but he'll vote, obviously, as a senator when the vote comes to the floor, and he'll vote with the president.
So what does John Decker do when the president is not at the White House?
Good question. Really good question. I got a lot more free time. I'm going to go to an event tonight at the Belgian embassy. Obviously, they're disappointed with what happened in the World Cup, losing to France. And then on Saturday, I'm going to a great event at the French embassy for Bastille Day.
Wow.
And, of course, they're excited about their upcoming World Cup match on Sunday against Croatia. So that's a little bit of what I do. I get a little bit more free time to go out there. And, of course, I'll bring my wife to both of those
events. But that's a social thing? You don't have to cover anything like that? You just go enjoy?
No, just completely social.
Nice.
So at the Belgian ambassador's residence, that's where that is.
Yeah.
Great beer, right? You gotta figure
right,
great beer.
Right.
And at the French, embassy, which is where that event's taking place on Saturday, great wine and champagne.
Wow.
So I'm covered.
Hey, listen, at the French embassy, the electricity is gonna be nuts on the eve of that World Cup. I mean, it's gonna
be... Oh my God.
Oh.
You gotta be. You got that right. It is gonna be nuts. I mean, that's so exciting. It'll be the third time in 20 years that France has played in a World Cup final. Of course, they won in 1998. So here it is. So many years later, they're in a championship game again. the final for the World Cup, and you got it right. It's going to be electric on Saturday, no doubt about it.
I just got a Fox alert. Mark Short leaving the White House. Who's Mark Short?
Yes. Mark Short is the legislative director for the White House. So he is sort of the point person for any type of legislation that the president is trying to pass. He is essentially the person who speaks on the administration's behalf when he travels over to Capitol Hill. So he's an important functionary here at the White House. He's leaving to take up a teaching post at the University of Virginia. He got his MBA there, so that's his connection to UVA. And he takes up that new position on August 1st. So, yes, indeed, he's leaving the administration. Stevie, they got an opening for you. Come
well,
over.
I was going to say, yeah, I'm waiting. Have not gotten that text yet. Lastly, Stroke and Page.
Yes.
Stroke and Page.
Yes.
I know Peter Stroke, the texter, he's in front of the world today. What about Lisa Page? Is she going to be in contempt of Congress?
I think that a deal will be worked out with her attorney so there is no contempt of Congress. There will be no need for that. At the end of the day, you're going to, members that want to hear from both of these, in one case, former FBI agent, and in the other case, with Strzok, he's still at the FBI. They're going to hear from both of them under oath, maybe get some answers in terms of what was involved in their part in their investigations, first into the Clinton email situation, and secondly, into what ultimately has led to the appointment of this special counsel, Robert Mueller.
Mm. Never a dull moment. Well, enjoy your FC sweep, my friend. I appreciate everything. We'll continue to watch the finals of Wimbledon and, of course, World Cup
stuff.
Yes,
please do. Let's root for Rafa. Rafa is obviously playing and going to be playing in his semis. And I understand your allegiance to Kevin Anderson, so it would be nice to see Kevin in another Grand Slam final.
Yeah.
You remember Kevin Anderson played Rafa in the U.S. Open.
Rafael Nadal is just crazy, man. Mm-hmm. He's just stupid
he's
good.
Amazing.
John Decker, always a pleasure.
Stevie, thanks for having me on today. Always a pleasure to be on your show. Have a great day and a great weekend. We'll talk next week.
You betcha. John Decker live at the White House, 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Always get the latest and get the updates based on his world, which is a unique one. I'm so glad he gets to enjoy a little embassy fun. Belgium, then France. It'll be really fun. All right, let's check your sports headlines.
And good to talk with him since he's a big tennis fan about Anderson advancing to the first ever Wimbledon and playing John Isner, American, and both very tall guys.
I didn't know John Isner was 6'10".
Right.
Man.
I didn't realize that either.
6'8", serving to 6'10".
Crazy.
Like giants on the court.
But beating Roger Federer and, you know, down to the last point for Roger to win it and then to fight back.
Oh, amazing.
And Kevin Anderson talking about how it speaks to being healthy and having a great team of people that never give up and seeing them on the sidelines. A very humble guy, too. So we wish him all the best. A six-game losing streak came to an end for the Chicago White Sox with their 4-0 win over the St. Louis Cardinals. So we just leave it at that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Cardinals pitcher Miles Michaelis was removed from the National League's active roster for the All-Star Game Tuesday because he's scheduled to start Sunday for the St. Louis Cardinals against the Cincinnati Reds. L.A. Dodgers right-hander Ross Stripling is now added to the NL pitching staff as Michaelis's replacement. He's 29, right-hander, enjoying a resurgence this season with the majors following 3 years in Japan. San Francisco beat the Cubs 5-4 yesterday, 4.5 hours on that game that lasted 13 innings. They're a game and a half back because Miami beat Milwaukee, and that was 5-4 yesterday. So we're keeping an eye on all of this, all our favorite local teams of interest the day off today.
Got a weekend series, then the All-Star break, and then again the Cardinals go to Wrigley Field. Probably will set the tone for the second half. We play 5 games in Wrigley in 4 days.
On that Saturday the 21st. I believe one in the noon hour and then at 6 o'clock in the evening.
That'll really, really set kind of the tone for the second half. That's a tough place to start after All-Star break.
That's right. And, of course, the Cardinals will have the Reds starting tomorrow with that series, and the Cubs have the Padres as they're out on the West Coast. Also trending in sports is World Cup action with Croatia and France.
on Sunday.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny now. Today's high 88, clear and a low 64 tonight. Sunshine and a high 91 tomorrow, down to 67. 92, sunny on Saturday. Chance of rain Saturday night and coming into Sunday's forecast. Right now we're at 72 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, radio refunds where you can save money. Just go to RadioRefunds.com and enjoy. We got the Humble Hog and Harvest Ale House restaurants in Paxton, $25 gift certificates for only $12.50. Arrowhead Lanes and Western Bowl, $50. That'll cover some putt-putt indoors, some cosmic bowling, some pizzas, $50 gift cards for only $25. Arrowhead Lane and Western Bowl, among others. Just go to RadioRefunds.com and enjoy your shopping experience. ESPN 93.5, Fox Business Minute now at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, you weren't paying much more for things in June. The government says consumer prices rose 0.1% last month. The monthly increase is weaker than expected. However, the increase for the year is 2.9%, the fastest pace in 6 years. Fewer people were filing for unemployment at the beginning of July. The Labor Department says the number of new claims dropped by 18,000 to 214,000. The numbers reflect an even stronger than expected job market. Chipmaker Broadcom is buying New York-based software company CA Technologies. It's paying $18.9 billion. Broadcom previously attempted to buy another chipmaker, Qualcomm, but that deal was blocked by the government. The Dow dropped 219 on Wednesday. The NASDAQ was down 42, and the S&P lost 19. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-620-5898 now for your free reputation analysis. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-620-5898 to learn more or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Lieutenant Rich Searles and Skip Frost remember Harley Rutledge.
Harley was a police officer for 21 years, a couple years up in Rantoul, and about 19 for the city of Urbana. While he was at the city of Urbana, he was a patrol officer, field training officer, a state police drug task force inspector, founding member of the Urbana Street Crimes Unit, a patrol sergeant, a detective sergeant, and lastly, a patrol division lieutenant.
And Skip Frost, it was an accident. It was like on a dock, and he fell, and heartbreaking.
It was. It was a shock to all of us, and I know for all his friends, all the law enforcement community that knew him, his wife Mandy and his two children, Hannah and Dylan, it was very much sent shock through the entire community.
And he's what you'd want, the kind of guy you want to investigate a crime.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, callskToday.com. Well, coming up Sunday at the City Center will be the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant, and I'm familiar with that because that's how I met Janet. She was the reigning Champaign County Fair Queen in 1984. She was the 83 Champaign County Fair Queen.
Okay.
And she called me because she was 19 years old, and she was also the newly appointed pageant director. And so she was a Rainy Queen pageant director. She's like a player coach in baseball.
I see.
And play shortstop and a manager.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. That's what it was like. And so she called me and said, I'm calling on behalf of the Champaign County Fair, and I wanted to see if you would emcee the upcoming Champaign County Fair Queen pageant. And I said, how much does it pay? And she says, $25. And I said, I don't get out for under $100, which I wasn't exactly right, but it sounded better.
Okay.
So I said, why don't you call in a week? And I didn't think another minute about it. She called in a week.
Okay.
And I heard her voice. I'm going, I haven't thought about this one more second. And the last thought I had was, I'm single. This is a pageant. And thank you, Lord, I said yes. And we were married the next summer.
Excellent.
Claire Smith is a reigning Champaign County Fair Queen. She's in our studio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, we have a pageant Sunday, and I've been called out of the mothballs to be part of this.
That's right. He'll be the MC on stage.
With Shelby Simmons, right? I'll be with Shelby, who's Deb's daughter.
Yes.
And we're excited to be there.
Uh-huh.
Grace Cacciatorean, Miss Illinois, will be there.
Yes.
Looking forward to having her on stage as well. My wife will be involved as well as a judge. So we're excited to be there at City Center on Sunday afternoon. What will people see if they come, Claire? What's it like?
Well, we have seven contestants, and you will see them all do a speech, an onstage question, swimsuit, and evening gown. And we have Little Miss, too, and there's 11.
A lot of Little Misses, right? And there's just a darling little girl.
So I know. Jordan was great last year, and she's the Little Miss that'll be handing down her little crown, right?
Yes.
Very good.
So, Claire, how was your year? You've been the reigning queen for a year. I was there when you were crowned. Pretty exciting.
Yes, it's been a great year. I've really enjoyed every minute of it. Kind of sad to see it go, but I'm excited for the next girl.
All right. So you're at the University of Illinois.
Yes.
Majoring in?
Ag communications.
All right. Eventually you'd like to... Not sure.
Yeah, I don't really know.
Ag communications, we got a long agriculture run here.
Uh-huh.
And your family in ag at all? Or?
Yeah, my dad farms.
Okay. Is that in the St. Joe area?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, I know when you get the crown, it is a whirlwind. I mean, it's like 9 days at the Champaign County Fair. I know you and I were backstage for Drew Baldridge and Chris Young. That is a blast, getting in front of thousands of people. I'm bringing on the axe, huh?
Yeah, it was the... concert was actually kind of scary because there were so many people. I've never been like in front of that many people, but it was really cool to meet them and talk to them and welcome everybody.
And of course, you're working your way through the livestock barns and learning from the 4-H kids about the animals.
Yes, me and Jordan really loved getting to hand out the ribbons. That was so cool because getting to see how much those kids love their animals and they're just proud to show them. So
and you know
really
what?
Neat.
They've also worked their tails off to get there. I mean, I love the work ethic involved and all the preparation, travel, and what they've got to do to show. It's a lot, and it's just good old Midwestern values of hard work. What's the best part of your year?
That's a hard question because there's not one thing that I didn't enjoy, but I would probably say Fair Week is really fun.
Yeah.
Because that's 9 days just jam-packed with events, but I really enjoyed State Weekend, too.
Yeah, I'd probably, if I were the queen, I'd have like 55,000 French fries. So I'd say, he can't fit in his dress anymore. It's just so embarrassing. I just love those color French fries.
Yes.
And Peter across the way over at the Euro stand, we always get something from Peter over at the Giro. I can't believe it's coming up. All right, so Sunday at 2 o'clock, people can come. Mm-hmm. Any idea what it costs to get in, anybody?
$5.
That's it. That's easy.
$5, that's about a third of an IMAX movie.
I mean, maybe we should go online and get our tickets. It was a pretty full house.
I was in the stairwell. I mean, it was packed last year.
Yes. We got more chairs for this year. Okay. We got 200 more chairs.
Wow.
So we should be able to fit some more people in there.
Nice. It's kind of the show. City Center sets it up nice. Mm-hmm. It's got the glitz and kind of cool.
It's just if people could just see behind the scenes, which is actually across the parking lot, and you see a lot of jogging back and forth.
You guys actually have to move across outside?
Yes, but this year we'll have air conditioning in the dressing room, so that's nice.
Where's the fun in that?
Step it up a little bit. I just want to thank Michelle's Bridal Shop and Tuxedo. And Stevie, that's going to help you looking good in the tuxedo for Michelle.
Yeah, by the way, I got a 42 Slim. Feeling pretty good about that one. As opposed to a 42 Fat, I got a 42 Slim. Oh, going better.
Good for you, Stevie.
Thank you.
And the Champaign County Fair, of course, starts from Friday the 20th with the racing and then the Demolition Derby on Saturday the 21st. I mean, as you recall, Claire, it's just a blast being a part of the Champaign County Fair.
Yes, there's truly something for everyone to enjoy.
Well, good news. I see your growth. You've grown a lot in a year.
Yes.
I mean, you have on all your appearances and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so this has been great for you.
Yes.
You're always going to be a Champaign County Fair Queen.
I know.
How about
crazy.
That?
And a 60-year tradition, right?
Yeah.
Have you had to get a stick to beat boys away, or how does that... Well, you're a delightful young lady.
Thank you.
And we're excited for your year. Congratulations. We'll see you Sunday afternoon.
Thank you.
Claire Smith, she's the reigning Champaign County Fair Queen.
And I know we're all over it on the Trace Adkins Show that's coming up on the 27th.
Sissy
on
US voice.
105.9.
So Trace we'll be Adkins, sissy voice.
Oh, come on.
That's one of the greatest speaking voices. One of the best speaking voices I've ever heard.
I know.
Trace Adkins.
He's great.
Oh. Well, you can buy,
sure.
Yeah.
ChampaignCountyFair.cc.
Okay. And again, Michelle's Bridal and Tuxedo. Appreciate all the dresses that'll be on stage because of Michelle's.
Making everybody look good.
And the tux I'm wearing will be Michelle's.
So exactly.
Excited to be there. We'll see you at the City Center Sunday afternoon at 2 for the Champaign County Fair Queen Pageant.
And we're glad Miss Illinois is able to make it appear.
No, I'm excited. And Janet. And the genesis of all of that, because we started hosting that together in 1984.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Thanks, Deb Simmons, for all your coordinating efforts.
Thank you, Deb. We'll be back, 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call us at 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu, the resident and first lady arriving in London a short while ago, fresh off their Brussels visit where the president took NATO allies to task over their defense spending.
Tremendous progress has been made. Everyone's agreed to substantially up their commitment. They're going to up it at levels that they've never thought of before.
France's president, though, saying there's not been any agreement to increase the goal beyond 2% of GDP. The FBI official at the center of a controversy is in the hot seat today before a hearing on Capitol Hill.
The FBI's Peter Strzok expected to be grilled on a slew of texts he sent using his FBI phone that bashed then-candidate Donald Trump. Those texts sent while he was helping conduct investigations into Russian election meddling.
Fox's Jill Nato. And the U.S. says reunification of the youngest eligible migrant children has been completed. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Department of Transportation says nighttime closures of the Neal Street and Cunningham Avenue off-ramps from I-74 begin today. The closures are necessary for crews to do skid-proofing operations. Work on I-74 will begin at 9 o'clock tonight on the westbound off-ramp at Neal Street and the eastbound off-ramp at Cunningham Avenue and is expected to be finished by 6 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, weather permitting. Former Lioni Kevin Anderson beat Roger Federer in the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Anderson was the eighth seed. Tennis.com says the final set alone took 90 minutes. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning, be aware of rabid bats. They say 17 bats have tested positive for rabies in the state so far this year. MyStateLine.com says make sure you get your pets vaccinated and don't let them roam freely. People can get preventive treatment if they're exposed to an animal infected with rabies. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Game Day Spirit, the official fan store of the Fighting Illini, is your store for all things Liddyville. Participate in the growing phenomenon by getting yourself new Liddyville gear. Pioneered by the Illinois coaching and recruiting staff, Liddyville is taking over Champaign-Urbana and is bonding all Fighting Illini fans and alumni to each other and the area. It's what makes us great. Shop official Liddyville apparel only at Game Day Spirit here in Champaign or online at GameDaySpirit.com. Go Illini!
It seems like in every home, there's at least one room that's either too hot or too cold. Well, it doesn't have to be that way. Mitsubishi Electric has your comfort solution. Mitsubishi Electric cooling and heating systems are up to 40% more efficient with no ductwork and whisper quiet. Individual room control, giving you the freedom to find your perfect comfort level and save money, too. Make your whole home comfortable again. See Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing for your comfort solution and live better.
Hi, I'm Troy Lance from Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing. Lance is your local Mitsubishi Electric Diamond dealer. Our technicians are experts at solving your comfort needs, one room or your whole house. Let us show you how a Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Cooling System can save you money now. Your comfort is our priority. Call Lance today at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR or find us online at LanceInc.com. I'm Troy Lance, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
ESPN 93.5. We check your weather forecast now from the National Weather Service, Diane.
All right, looking good, Stevie. Sunshine, high 88, 64, a low tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high 91, low 67. Sunshine Saturday with a high 92. There's a 30% chance of rain. Sunday's forecast has a 40% shot at showers. I'm thinking about that Champaign County Fair Queen contest and if they're going back and forth outside.
Well, big old umbrellas.
Okay.
Golf umbrellas. That's what you use.
I'd have to think that one through. I'm not sure the time.
I won't be involved in that part. So
you'll be out on stage.
I'll be on.
Yeah,
I guess.
So in any case, temperatures currently at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
Again, we hosted a number of years. Janet and I did like 15 or something. But I don't know, the last time I hosted the Champaign County Fair Queen pageant has been a while. It's been a while. So, I'm
excited. I know you've done the talent show inside the last 10 years.
Yeah, the talent show did that for a decade or more.
And I'm thinking they're taking it off the table this year.
Yeah, I think they're doing another rodeo night or something. And I think it was a real tug to get people and the organization. I do think it was a neat thing. I think people like the talent show, and sometimes you just get some really, really good kids up there. I think it probably would just have to be refocused. Maybe they could bring it back if we could partner with them or something and get a whole bunch of kids involved, because there's a need for talent shows. I think people enjoy those, and there's a lot of talented kids that really don't have anywhere to go with their talent either. So I think it's a good thing. Maybe they'll bring it back sometime. Okay, office napping. Sleeping on the job has long been frowned upon, but office napping may finally be climbing out from under the desk. Andrew Louder, Dallas, Texas, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be on with you.
Pleasure to have you. What's your firm?
Louder Co. It is a business consulting firm. We help businesses transform and grow.
Yeah, you come in, charge them a bunch of money, and tell them to take a nap. I love this.
You know, I've never in my entire career in giving recommendations on how companies can improve their performance, I have yet to make the recommendation that they all need to take more naps.
I think I'm going to disagree. I think we were on to something at kindergarten when we took the little nap and took the pads in. I think that was gorgeous.
Yeah.
I mean, I could take what do they call them, siestas in South America?
Uh-huh.
I could do that for a few.
Right.
I think actually a 20-minute is power nap and stuff. If you go 40, you're really feeling sleepy. But if you do a quick little nappy thing, I like those. Do you think that could be a trend that would be acceptable in the United States ever?
I think so. It's becoming more and more acceptable by the day. I mean, you seem to know a lot around it. There was a 2008 study that was done that showed that a nap is actually better than caffeine. And so you're absolutely right. You take that 15 to 20 minute nap and you come back more energetic, more productive. You know, there was another study that was done that showed sleep deprivation costs the U.S. $411 billion in annual economic losses.
Wow.
And so a lot of companies are really looking into this, and they're looking at it from the standpoint of not just productivity, but as an added employee benefit. It provides certain wow factor that differentiates them and also helps them attract top talent. You know, you look at companies that are doing this, Zappos and Google, JetBlue, Nike, and even a lot of the smaller, lesser-known companies as well to a certain extent.
Are they doing these pods that we see at some of these fancy Asian airports, among others?
They are. You know what? It ranges from as much as like a high-tech pod that provides these soothing sounds and lighting and all that, and it'll cost you a whopping $20,000 per pod. Or they'll put a comfy lounger in a dark room and allow you to sign up for access to the room. So it really varies. And you know what? I did a walkthrough of Zappos, the online retailer. They have a really distinguishable, really unique culture. Their CEO, Tony Hsieh, made a pretty big investment in putting in a nap room at Zappos. And it's very unique as well. It's actually, you walk in and you're inside a massive aquarium with fish floating all around you. You lay down on a leather wrapped recliner and you look above you and there's fish floating, and it's, very nice ambient blue lighting help you, fall asleep. There's rules attached to it, of course, so you know, you want to make sure nobody's taking advantage and and it's sliding to that other end of the spectrum where people may say, hey, we're taking advantage, or we're being lazy on the job, that sort of thing.
What about the sanitation? When you're in the pod, Andrew, how do I follow you? What you doing to clean her up for me?
Yeah, that's a great point. That's something I would certainly be highly aware of. You know, they do provide the sanitation wipes, the spray downs, that sort of thing. Some companies encourage kind of self-service. Others will have kind of a maid cleanup crew as well to come in and do that for you. But no, it does vary. Of course, if you just have a rather basic setup, then again, it's just kind of a to your own doing there.
Well, I snore, so I probably wouldn't be welcome in these open places where napping is going on.
Hey, you're paying $20,000 for a pod. They've got some sort of white noise to block all that out.
Okay.
So, yeah, they got to figure all
that's
that
true.
Out.
That's true.
Yeah, they'll figure it out. Anyway, amazing new trend. I mean, I've walked into some real hip, cool businesses, and as Andrew, you do all the time, If you're serving the millennial, you can't do it the same way. If you want to attract talent, you can't do it the same way. We're evolving, right?
We're certainly evolving, and not just as companies, but I think even the more data and information we have around sleep, the more aware we're becoming of its importance. You know, Arianna Huffington, the founder of Huffington Post, is really leading the charge and championing this whole sleep revolution. She actually has a book coming out called The Sleep Revolution. She has all kinds of tips and guidelines around getting better sleep at night. And so, of course, it is about encouraging more sleep at home. However, as more and more work is encroaching on the home, it becomes a lot easier to deprioritize sleep. And that's where kind of this gray area is coming into play, where work's creeping into the home and, you know, the home kind of napping is creeping into work. So,
Andrew,
it's an interesting blend there of work and life.
Andrew Louder, Louder. How do people contact you?
I have a website. They can come to louderco.com, spelled like speak louder.
Yeah.
And they can learn all about us.
Fun. Thank you. Good information, and we appreciate the chat.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
842, Andrew Louder down in Dallas. All right.
Love the idea of sleeping more.
And again, how do you do just 10 minutes? You know how you say I'm just going to lie down for 10 minutes and it turns into an hour?
Uh-huh.
Then you don't feel so good.
I know it.
But I've taken 3, 4, 5 minute things and really feel better.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why that is.
I know. You're just more alert afterwards.
Yeah. I sometimes fall asleep at my desk.
I see that before.
Uh-huh.
I'll do my little U-turn in your office when I see it. And I'm
out
there.
It's just one of those things. I'm still at my desk. Is he alive? Okay, leave him alone. That's fine.
Exactly.
You might want to check. 842.
We are the U of I Community Credit Union. We're your neighbors, your friends. You see us at PTO meetings, at football games, and grocery stores. We save up for family vacations. We clip coupons and balance our checkbooks. And because we believe in the power of community, we serve just that, campus and community. And we're passionate about making your financial life a little easier. We do this with great products and services, like great checking options, with cashback member rewards, free checking, and on-the-go banking. So whether you are looking for rewards, cashback, or free options, we have the checking that will best fit your lifestyle. Visit a U of I Credit Union branch today to learn about our checking options and which one is best for you.
Houlihan's is now offering Sunday brunch from 9 to 2. Enjoy some of Houlihan's favorites in addition to new brunch items such as stuffed French toast, buttermilk pancakes, Southwest skillet, house-made quiche, avocado toast, and mushroom spinach and goat cheese omelets. Have Sunday brunch outdoors with a mimosa or Bloody Mary in hand and great company at Houlihan's on their beautiful, secluded patio. Can't make it to brunch? Houlihan's has patio play every Thursday this summer from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. featuring live local music. Check out Houlihan's on their Facebook page.
Hey, next time you pay for parking, forget the spare change and use Mobile Meter instead. It's available all over Champaign-Urbana, and it's the easiest way to pay for parking. Download the Mobile Meter app, store your credit card information, then select how long you want to park. That easy. Download the Mobile Meter app or go to mobilemeter.us.
Previously on Tank Harp.
What do you make of the 20-game Big Ten schedule?
I'm excited about it. I think that as the conference has grown, the chance to play more games within the league is fantastic. I think it serves to strengthen our brand. Obviously, we get one more home game, one more road game. We're going to take that home game. We're going to move it to Chicago, and that'll be our United Center game. It'll be a Big Ten opponent up in the Windy City, and hopefully people will come out and support it.
Tune in weekdays 4 to 6 as Lante and Mike Carpenter talk everything from Fighting Illini to Cubs, Cards, and Sox right here on ESPN 93.5.
All right, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, quarter till 9, quarter till Jeremy Warner.
Yep, Chicago White Sox over the Cardinals 4-0. Are we interested in that for a week?
I would say no.
Okay.
Because it was the White Sox.
Pretty much the low light.
31-61 beating the Cardinals easily. So no need.
Okay. And Miles Michaelis not in the All-Star game because he's going to be pitching on a Sunday. That's also trending amongst Cardinal fans. San Francisco over the Cubs 5-4 yesterday. 4.5 hours, 13-inning game. And with Miami beating Milwaukee 5-4, Cubs are still a game and a half back in the NL Central. We also have the John Deere Classic. I haven't talked about that.
Steve Stricker.
Yes, DA Point,
yeah.
Dylan, Nick, all in it.
Wow.
And that's teeing off today. How many times has Steve Stricker won that? At least three.
No, he's been very comfortable.
So, and speaking of former Illini, Kevin Anderson, over 4 hours, came back from behind and beat Roger Federer. He's taking on John Isner tomorrow. It's I-S-N-E-R. I guess it could be Isner.
I-S-N-E-R?
Uh-huh.
I think John Decker said Isner.
Okay, good. Well, that must be true then.
Yeah, right, exactly.
He's an authoritative figure when it comes
to tennis. Yeah.
World Cup soccer had Croatia beat England. So now England and Belgium will go at it on Saturday. And then for the final round to find out who's the champ, Croatia and France on Sunday. That's pretty much sports to this hour. I want to remind folks that the Mile at the Pines is coming up July 22nd. That's $20 right now, but $5 more if you sign up on the 16th and on. So do your online sign up at mileatthepines.com. A big thanks to the Atkins Group who coordinates things here at the Pines in Urbana. Adams Outdoor Advertising, Body and Soul, where you can find out more. BUC, Carl, Christie Clinic, Illinois Marathon, Lumen Events, Red Bicycle Ice Cream, Buffon Salon, Meyer, Country Harbors Nursery, Subway, Reynolds Towing, Casa Del Mar, and we had Riggs Beer Company here with Matt talking about the one beer ticket that you get after you do your mile event. Again, Sunday, July 22nd at 6. And also a big thanks to Anna Shawpaw of State Farm Insurance here at the Pines, 239-4282 for a quote. Get involved today.
847. If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online. DriveChampaign.com.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter of Country Arbors Nursery. Country Arbors is having our big summer sale. All trees are 20% off, all perennials 10% off, all shrubs 10% off, and annuals are 50% off. It's our best prices of the year, and we still have great inventory. And Country Arbors offers a tree planting service on all our trees. We do everything and guarantee our work for 5 years. July and August is a great time to plant. Just because you're hot doesn't mean the plants aren't enjoying the sunshine. So stay out of the heat and let us do the work. You can find out more information at CountryArbors.com. I'm Shane Colt from Country Arbors Nursery, and have a great day.
Here's your weather, ESPN 93.5.
Sunshine today with a high 88, 64 our low tonight, up to 91 tomorrow, down to around 67. Sunny on Saturday with a high 92, 72 on Saturday night, then a chance of rain. We've got a 40% shot at showers on Sunday's forecast with a high 90. Chance of rain in the forecast for Monday, too. Right now, the temperature's at 74 on ESPN 93.5.
FBI agent Peter Stroke, the guy that was texting, that was in charge of the Russia, kind of started the whole Russia probe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Charge of the Hillary email.
Yeah.
He's going to be testifying. Lisa Page, he's not ever going to become president, right? Peter Stroke, no, 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 we'll stop him. That's just deep state stuff. Ugh. What do you say to that? What do you even, you know, I always say I know what you'd say to stuff, you know. I know what I would tell him.
But who thinks that somebody's going to be looking at my
Nobody.
Text?
But the point is, how do you excuse that? What does it mean? What do you mean you're going to stop him? What were you planning? And then I guess if I mean, you know, again, what would I tell Peter Stroke to say today? You just be as truthful as you can. We don't like Donald Trump. Was I going to do anything? No. Was it big game talk with a woman that I was messed around with? Yeah.
Was I can't be perfect.
I mean,
sorry for my mistake.
But if you start being smug on me and saying that it's taken out of context, no, no, we'll stop him. What's the context? Except no, no, we'll stop him. So yeah, it'd be fascinating to watch. We'll see. And of course, now he says, well, they're out to get me. And okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, nobody thinks they're going to. I mean, if somebody said, I'm going to take Stevie J's phone and read all my texts, okay. Not much in
here. You're not nervous about it.
Not a thing in here that I couldn't put on TV. Because I do think about it occasionally. If I'm passing along like a driver's license number, I don't want it on my text kind of thing.
Right.
Those kinds of things.
Okay.
But as far as things I would type that, no, because I presume I live in the Truman Show era.
Right.
Okay, one last thing coming up.
Honda, just like your favorite baseball team, we're pretty used to this whole winning thing. The all-new 2018 Honda Accord has been named the 2018 North American Car of the Year and named a Car and Driver's 2018 10 Best List a record 32 times. That's a lot of W flags to fly. Baseball fans will appreciate. The Accord was built just like an electrifying second baseman. Quick, agile, and enough power to leave the yard in a hurry. The Accord now comes equipped with available mobile hotspot, and Honda Sensing Safety is now standard on every model. The legendary Accord knows what it takes to stay at the top of its game, and that's by continuing to make the best better each and every year. Experience this game-changing Accord live and in person. Get up and go to your Central Illinois Honda dealers and save big by taking advantage of the year's best offers. Visit CentralILHondaDealers.com today. Car and Driver, January 2018.
Hey, looking for ways to beat the heat? Arrowhead Lanes in Western Bowl are the premier bowling centers in Champaign, Urbana. They offer a wide array of options for bowling and entertainment needs, from cosmic bowling to black light miniature golf and mouth-watering homemade pizzas. Stay in your lane and enjoy the fun. Western Bowl on 1917 Francis Drive, or just steps away at 1401 North McKinley Avenue. Arrowhead Lanes, right off Prospect. Don't forget to ask Dave in the pro shop tips on a perfect score. See you there.
Are you looking to outfit your organization or company in t-shirts or professional attire? Game Day Spirit specializes in custom corporate apparel with brands like Nike, Under Armour, Cutter & Buck, and more. Game Day Spirit guarantees high quality screen printing and embroidery with on-time delivery, and is a local small business right here in Champaign. Game Day Spirit wants to work with you to upgrade your look. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com to set up a meeting and receive a quote.
All right, training, huh?
Yeah, the SWAT training is happening at Franklin Middle School today. That's Special Weapons and Tactics. I didn't realize that's what SWAT meant.
Special, was it?
Special Weapons and Tactics.
Okay.
So they do approximately 200 hours of specialized training. So they'll be at Franklin Middle School today. They did do a door-to-door canvassing to provide area residents and businesses to clearly post that they've got this training parameter going on, especially while it's active today. Franklin Middle School for Champaign Police Department and their SWAT training today.
Okay. I would never do the running of the bulls.
No.
I don't understand.
I don't either.
If you are into that, run a marathon so something's not chasing you.
Right.
That can gore you.
Right.
It's like you've got somebody with a sword running behind you and will put it through your gut.
Right.
Or in this case, your back or your
mm-hmm.
butt.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do running of the bulls? I know it's traditional and tomatoes and all these things. I don't see what's fun about being chased by a mad steer.
I don't either.
I don't understand that. I never have. I never will. Bungee jumping, don't get it. Wouldn't want to do that either, but at least nothing's running at you trying to gore you. What the heck? I mean, I guess if you're 27 years old and really fired up and drink a lot of beer, maybe. But I don't get it, because you can actually die from those. It doesn't happen very often, but you certainly get stuck.
Sure.
Good gosh.
Yep, that's going on today.
How about running of the goats? I wouldn't be afraid if it were goats chasing me.
Not a bad idea.
But running of the bulls, never, and that's happening today.
Uh-huh.
I never had that itch, thankfully. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
All right, enjoy the day, Steve.
Friday, tomorrow, Friday?
Mm-hmm.
Man. All right, we'll be back in the program tomorrow morning. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. The Jeremy Warner Show coming up. Tane Karp this afternoon. Cubs, Cardinals, White Sox all not playing today. Back in action tomorrow.
That's right.
Just before the All-Star break, which is Tuesday in Washington, I
might
think.
Might want to take a peek at the leaderboard with the John Deere Classic
going
on.
Yeah, a lot of the lineup. You betcha. All right, ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Thanks for listening. Have a great Thursday. And ESPN.